Thereat he returned quietly to the fireplace, and was about to unhook the meat when a third creature swooped down upon him, and flung him, his meat, and his spit to the extreme corner of the room. "I am beginning to get tired of this little game," he said, rubbing himself. "But since they seem to like the fire, let them warm themselves at it with ease. I'll jump into bed and take my meat and wine with me. It may be they'll let me eat my supper in peace." He climbed into a bed at the far end of the room, but no sooner was he there than the three devils, for devils they were in truth, came up to him and said,
"Ah, Devil May Care, the fearless one. So you think that we will be letting you eat and drink and sleep quietly in our domain, just as if you were at home? You are mistaken if that thought is yours, and by the same token, we mean to make away with you."